and welcome to The Herd Has Spoken, a podcast brought to you by Muskox Men's Apparel. Episode number 4, Kevin Kohler, Backyard Scientist. Kevin's a good friend of mine. I've known him for many years. Excited to have him on today's show to chat with him a little bit about creativity and the importance of incorporating fun into the day-to-day life. I know one of the things that so many members of the Muskox Herd deal with is the challenges and stresses of day-to-day life. So sometimes it can be hard for us to find ways to incorporate fun, creativity, and play into day-to-day. But that's something that Kevin does a great job. We get into that into our conversation. So with no further ado, The Herd Has Spoken with Kevin Kohler.
All right. Welcome back to a fantastic episode here of The Herd Has Spoken. We're excited to have a gentleman who probably needs no introduction with a flashy flamingo Hawaiian shirt, but I'll go ahead and give one anyway. So all right. Kevin Kohler, the backyard scientist, huge YouTuber, also been featured on TV. For those of you who are into TV, street science. Kevin, welcome to The Herd Has Spoken.
Hello, Brad. Thank you for having me on your podcast. What is this podcast?
You know, it's just a conversation. We don't like to put ourselves into a box, you know?
Okay. So wait, are people going to see me or not?
They're going to see you.
Oh, okay. Well, good thing I took a shower today. You know,
that's always helpful. I find one a week is appropriate.
Yeah, I've been pushing it with the quarantine, though.
Well, Kevin, one of the things that I've always admired about you is that you've always done a really good job of not taking yourself too seriously. And you've always done a really good job of not having too much structure sort of burden you down with the day-to-day. So how important is the sort of lack of structure and the free time to you and your creative process?
I would say it's probably very important for me. The lack of structure, like the lack of schedule and stuff, really allows me to kind of just explore what I want to do without having to be so focused on meeting a certain goal at a certain time and putting all my energy towards that. I can be the most creative when I don't have goals. I mean, I don't have like a very rigid schedule, I guess. But sometimes having that deadline of, you know, Brad always tells me, he says, Kevin, you need to get this video out by like tomorrow. Well, that helps me get stuff out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know a lot of people are consider themselves creatives and designers, no matter what their actual field is. So not necessarily creating YouTube videos, but maybe it's being a UX designer or a woodworker, whatever someone's craft is. And I'd love to hear from you. Do you have a process that you follow when you're going through the creative design and model in your head?
Yes. Let me try to think about how to explain it. I guess it kind of just starts with, I don't know, like figuring out, is this a good idea? Is this doable? And like having some kind of research, just a little bit of background research to see if it's been done before, or how it's been done, and how I can, you know, how I can do this idea, and will people like the idea? A lot of times I have ideas that I might really enjoy, but they might not translate very well on camera.
Yeah. So how important is research as part of that process?
I would say very important. I pretty much do most of my videos have a certain amount of research, like, or most of my ideas have, you know, even if it's not a video, I always like to find out how to do something before I do it. And will people enjoy it?
Right on. So for those of you that don't know, Kevin is famous for making science experiments in the backyard. There's a lot that I think people do learn from these experiments. Another great element of these to me is that they're really approachable. So the backyard part of backyard scientists, you know, I've always thought of it as meaning, hey, this is approachable. Anyone can do it. Is that an accurate description? And how important is it to you to be able to have your audience connect and understand what it is that you're doing?
I try to make all of my experiments approachable in some in a way, because I like people, maybe not to try all of them, but I like to be able to inspire people to say, hey, you know, you don't really need a whole lot of expertise or fancy equipment or stuff to be able to do this. Because, you know, I think that a lot of times you try to read how to do something and it's very complicated and it might turn you off from wanting to learn how to blacksmith or weld. But no, all you need to do is just get a piece of metal hot and pound on it and just do it. And, you know, it's with just a little bit of, you know, backyard science, you can really do some cool things without, you know, needing crazy equipment.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because to me, as a self-defined entrepreneur and someone who likes to go and create and make things happen, so often I find that what's important isn't knowing all of the answers. It's knowing a few good questions and being willing to go out and try things.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to have a little bit of recklessness, a little bit of, you know, yeah, I don't know, a little, yeah, just have to go out and do it, really.
Yeah, I like that. Recklessness, relentlessness, and creativity. You put those three things together and good things can happen.
Yeah, don't be afraid to take risks, but know, like, what would happen, you know, if something went wrong, like in a video sense. So don't be afraid to do something dangerous, but still plan for what the danger would be. But also in a broader sense, like, don't be afraid to try something new in your videos, or try to do, like, you know, go on different platforms too.
Yeah, and I think that's good advice no matter what someone's craft is, whether it's making videos or starting a new business, or maybe it's trying to go have a hard conversation with someone in a different department at your work.
Yeah.
It's being willing to, like, put yourself out there, right?
That's more than like 99% of people are willing to do.
Yes.
You really need to just, like, that's a really good way to get ahead, is just by just do it. Like, yeah.
Yes. We need to get you as a sponsor for Nike, but in all seriousness, I mean, that's it, right? Like, just go create. You're going to fail. And one of the things that I really liked about your videos is, frankly, when you do fail. So can you maybe talk about your biggest mistake that you've made and how that's ultimately turned out?
I don't know where to begin, man. Well, there's a different senses of mistakes. Either I could have a mistake, like something went wrong in a video, or this whole video was a mistake, or something like that. But I guess what probably want to people want to hear is, how have I injured myself the most in a video? And I don't know. I would say I haven't personally been injured in my videos, but my girlfriend, on the other hand, we were doing a rocket powered fidget spinner, and one of the rockets broke off the fidget spinner, and we had a safety shield set up, but it was just a piece of plastic, and a rocket is like burning gunpowder, just zipped right through the plastic, and it landed like under her leg. And that was a mistake. That was probably poor planning on my part to use a plastic table, but no mistakes, just happy accidents. Just kidding. Don't tell Sandra I said that.
Your secret is safe. Your secret is
all
safe.
Right. But besides that, I wouldn't say, I mean, what do you mean by mistakes? Like, in that sense, or?
Well, I think that's a great example. I think people can really relate to that. And I'd also be, I think people would be interested in hearing about maybe your career as well, or to the extent that you feel comfortable talking about, even some things in your personal life. Like, where have you made mistakes, and how has that ultimately served you in the long run?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of times when it comes to my videos, I do make a lot of mistakes, but the problem is I get wrapped up in the mistakes, and I think, like, oh, this video has to be perfect, and I need this video to be perfect, very good. Like, there's not supposed to be any mistakes. I'm supposed to make this thing that's supposed to work, and I get wrapped up in that, when really, like, you know, if you're watching the video, you see it on screen that this is not going good. This is, you know, whatever I just made is a disaster. And I just, sometimes you just need to embrace the mistake instead of just trying to fool yourself that you can make it better. Just realize, okay, this is what I have, and how do I work with this now that this is the outcome? And that's an interesting thing that I, like, angle that I've been trying to work with, is just, you know, maybe not try to make everything perfect, but just roll with what you have. And career-wise, I don't know. probably not going out, not branching out to more platforms sooner. Like TikTok is already very well established, and I'm just trying to get like just trying to make a name for myself there right now. And I think the more you can branch out and be part of all these different social networks, like, is better.
For sure. Now, where can people go and follow you on TikTok?
At the Backyard Scientist Official. See, I wasn't too late. I actually got, no, at the Backyard Scientist, I believe. I actually was able to get my username on Instagram. Somebody stole my username and and somebody stole my website, thebackyardscientist.com too. So that was a mistake.
If you're hearing this, go ahead and message that person, try to give it back for, get back his website for Kevin. But, yeah. I think you said something that's really important, you know, particularly right now, because these are trying times for everybody. And you mentioned, hey, when things go bad, you just kind of have to run with them. And one of the things I like to believe is, look, you can either worry about things you can't control or take action on the things that you can control. And really, when your video is not going well or an experiment is failing, I think it's really good advice, because no matter what the situation, you know, in your words, you just have to roll with it. I think that can be really, really powerful for people to know, because we all strive for greatness, but it's tough to.
And you'll get wrapped up in the fact that like you're, this one little thing is holding you back, but to like, either to somebody else's view, it is great. You know, it's a work of art, like, or it's, you know, it's not important, that last little detail, and you can just be fine with what you have, and so will everyone else.
So what question for you that I feel like a lot of creative folks I know can struggle with? How do you know when what you've created is good enough?
Yeah, that's a philosophy. You know, there's two different philosophies. There's either like, you know, better today than perfect tomorrow, just get it out there, or, you know, strive for absolute perfection and go over, you know, the video editing with a fine tooth comb, make sure everything's perfect. And the hard part, it's hard. It's really hard to know when something has crossed the line into being like acceptable enough to like, when is a project done? I could honestly work on any of my videos for another month and just like keep, but the, you know, it's not necessary really, because you have the point of it. And I guess nobody really wants to know like a dissertation on how fast a Nerf dart can actually go. Like, I think I gave the point across pretty well for 7 minutes, but I would just say, like a real life pro tip would just be, show somebody that you're close to and watch their reactions and just see when they lose interest, or just get somebody's honest opinion. Like my mom, I make her watch all of my videos, and I send it to her, or I'll send it to my family and I'll say, hey, watch this video, tell me what you think. And I just get some honest feedback from people, because they're not afraid to tell you, like, yeah, you know, just, and if it can like keep my mom's interest, I'm sure it's probably good. She doesn't care.
Yeah, I think having an inner circle of people that you trust and who are going to give you honest feedback is so important, whether that's, you know, in your career, with your family, your friends, like people are willing to tell you when you have spinach in your teeth or your true friends. And if you've got spinach in your teeth and someone doesn't tell that to you, they're not a true friend, right?
Yes, yes.
So just a couple last questions for you, Kevin. When you're designing and creating a new project from the beginning, what is it that you're hoping that your audience will take away from consuming your content?
Hold on, I'm just trying to mess with my camera. Yeah. I don't like this camera. It makes me seem like super red.
You haven't been in the sun too much, have you?
No, it's just like, I don't know what it is. I think I'm wearing too much white and it just makes me look weird. Like the color balance is off. All right, I don't know. No, I should just keep it. It'll be weird if I change it halfway through.
It might be a little bit.
Yeah, I'll just keep it. Okay. Wait. Sorry, hold on. I accidentally messed with my computer. Okay, what was the question again?
The question was, what is it that you want your audience to take away from watching the content that you create?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I want them to really just, most of the time I want them to actually learn something and actually say, wow, that's interesting. I never thought of it like that. Or I want them to actually pick up this skill of being able to look at something critically. Because in my videos, I try to actually like follow the scientific method a lot and, you know, think about, because sometimes I don't have enough time, or like it's impossible to do the full video and do every variation of every single thing that could be done. So I try to present it in a way that people can draw their like own conclusions in a sense to something, right. And they'll be able to kind of pick up, I don't know, just a way to, like, I don't know. Hold on.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah.
So I think,
well, I do like people to learn things, and I want people to be entertained at the same time. And those are the best types of videos when it's not just purely educational. It's not just purely blowing stuff up. It's a good mix of it. And I think that is, you know, that lets you learn something and have fun at the same time. And, you know, I always just try to have people, I don't know, get like a little more out of the videos.
Very good. What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs and aspiring creators?
Well, I would probably be better at the creator aspect of it. I can try giving some entrepreneurial advice.
I think probably the same for you. You know, you've created
a fantastic
living for yourself by being a creator. So totally take your point that you didn't necessarily go into this saying, let me become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and that's something I think, so there is two sides of it, is I'm not really too much of an entrepreneur myself, but what I'm good at is I have you, Brad. I have people that I know can do things. Like, I know I can only do so much, and I know when it's appropriate to bring in somebody else to help me do things that like I'm unable to do. So I think it's important not to stretch yourself out too thin and know like the value of what you do and what your time is worth, so you can have somebody else handle things for you. You know, I have an accountant that I pay like, I don't know, not very much, but it's certainly worth it, even if it was more than that, because I can't do that myself. And I would already be in IRS jail if I had to do my own taxes. Like, come on.
Right. See, this is gold. This is gold, because I think the advice of clearing your schedule to focus on what you're really good at and trying to spend as much of your time doing that, and then finding good people that you trust that could be in your inner circle who have skills that are complementary and let them do their thing is really, really good stuff. And I've, you know, witnessed it myself in terms of this enabling you to be really, really successful. So I've got one last question. We're going to change gears slightly here. So what is the most fun thing you would do with a White Castle Crave case?
Ooh, a White Castle Crave case. Is that like a bunch of burgers?
Yes. Sliders upon sliders upon sliders.
As many sliders as I want. Oh, that sounds good. I don't know. Have you ever seen that SpongeBob episode when he has to feed a bunch of hungry anchovies and he's just taking them and slinging them off in like a bunch of different ways and having anchovies, they're all catching them in their mouths? I would probably do the same thing with my dogs and my girlfriend. Actually, she would probably be the one slinging burgers at us and we'd be grabbing them out of the air.
I love it. I love it. I can envision you going to a nice pond or seaside resort down in Florida where you live and just slinging sliders.
Slinging sliders. Open up. I'd go to the dog park with a bunch of them. That'd be fun.
Well, Kevin, it's been a ton of fun having you on. Thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
Yep. See you later.
Take care.